First to you again this evening, and it's a verse that has been referred to already during these tent meetings, but has been upon my heart today. 1 Timothy chapter 1, 1 Timothy and chapter 1, and verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15, and Paul writing to Timothy says, "This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. We live in a world where it's difficult to know what to believe. So much information is sent our way, and what do we believe and who do we trust? That's the kind of world that we live in. How wonderful it is then to be able to tonight to turn to the Word of God, the Bible. We know that the Bible is God's Word, it's living. And God, we know that the Bible divided into two main sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament, 66 books in the Bible altogether, not just one book. And God directed over 40 different writers over a period of 1500 years. And wonderful that we can look to the Old Testament and see things that we are told would happen, and we come into the New Testament and we see exactly what we were told comes to place. So the Lord Jesus Christ, we are told that he was going to be born in a place called Bethlehem. That's exactly what happens in the New Testament. We're told that he was going to be a boy, that his name was going to be Jesus. And when we come into the New Testament, that's exactly what happened. What we were told, that a virgin would conceive. And we find Mary bringing forth her son and calling his name Jesus. So we have something here in our hands that we can speak about, that we can preach from tonight, which is 100% reliable. This is something which is totally dependable. This wonderful message of the gospel is something which we want to present to you again tonight. And we have this statement in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." We live in a world where, as lots of information is given us, how do we know? How do we know what to believe? What is true, what to depend upon? Well, here is something which we can 100% rely upon. This is something that we can 100% depend upon. This is something that affects each and every one of us, no matter what we have thought about God or the Bible in the past. This is something that affects each and every one of us. And what we do with this message will determine where we're going to spend eternity. Now, I notice first of all that in this verse it tells us that this is a faithful saying. Not that it was and is no longer relevant. This is a faithful saying. The Bible is still as relevant today in 2026 as it was many years ago. And the gospel has not changed. This wonderful message of the gospel, this message of good news for this world in which we live, this world which is in such a mess, yet this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. So it is something which is faithful. What we are being told from this verse is completely and totally reliable. It is something which we can depend upon. So, people tell us things that we can't trust. People exaggerate things. But here we have something which we are depending upon. It's faithful. It's a faithful saying. So, it's worthy. It's worthy of our time. It's something which is absolutely sure. It is something which is reliable and dependable, and we can rest upon it. What a tremendous thing to be able to do all of those things with this message, just in this one verse in the Bible. Many things that we could talk about, many verses that we could go to, but here's a verse which is absolute, and everything in the Bible is completely dependable. So, he says it's a faithful saying. You know, we listen to things, and sometimes afterwards, after we've listened to them, we come to the conclusion it really wasn't worth listening to. And we're told things, and maybe we realized that not only was it not worth listening, but not worth accepting, it's not worth receiving. But not so with this message. This message is totally reliable and dependable and completely acceptable. So it's a faithful saying. And what is the message? What is the message that we're being given here in this verse? Well, not only is it faithful and dependable, but it is worthy of all acceptation. It's worth receiving. It's worth listening to. It's worth receiving. And this is the message that Christ Jesus, the wonderful person, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, this is the person that we can preach tonight. A living Savior. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So Christ Jesus is the person. This is who we want to present from the Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And he is the Son of God. He is the Savior of the world. He is the sinless, spotless, perfect Son of God. There's none like him. There is none to be compared with him. And while upon this earth, he lived a perfect life and did good. Everything that he did was absolutely perfect. This is the person that we want to present to you today, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have read this verse from the Bible. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So the message of the gospel and the message of the Bible is all about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, who was born at Bethlehem and lived a perfect life and went to the cross to die for each one of us. Not only do we read about the person, the Lord Jesus Christ, but then we find out what he did. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Bible tells us in this verse, he came into the world. That's an amazing thing. The Lord Jesus Christ from heaven came into this world. We have spoken about the fact that the Old Testament tells us where he was going to come to. He was going to be born in a place called Bethlehem. And we find him not only born at Bethlehem, but living a perfect life down here upon this earth. The Bible tells us, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The whole point of the Lord Jesus Christ coming was for you and for me, that he might seek and he might save those who are lost. The Bible tells us that the Father sent the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world. And the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world so that he might go to a cross to be the Savior of the world, so that you and I, by coming to him, confessing of our sin, repenting of our sin, turning to the Lord Jesus Christ, we can know our sins forgiven. I wonder, have you ever done that? I wonder whether you've maybe never given much thought to the Bible or to the fact that God created this world and the fact that God sent his Son into this world to die for us upon a cross. This is the wonderful message of the gospel. And what we do with this message will determine where we're going to spend eternity. The Bible talks about two ways, the broad way and the narrow way. We're all born into this world and we're born on that narrow, that broad way which leads to destruction. But because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done, the only way in which we can get to heaven, the only way in which we can turn from that broad way to the narrow way which leads to life, the Bible calls it, is by turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said himself that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The only way in which we can get to heaven and have eternal life is through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're learning. God, the creator of this world, loved this world, loved you and me so much, he sent his Son into this world, the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus came into the world. And we might ask, why? Why did he come? Why did Jesus come into a world born at Bethlehem? Well, the Bible tells us Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. To save sinners. We might ask, well, who are sinners? What is sin? Well, sin are all the things that we do wrong. Every single one of us is born in sin. And we all do things wrong. That's why the world is in the mess it's in. But now we're finding, and the Bible tells us that all have sinned, every single one of us without exception. But now we're finding the wonderful message of the gospel, the wonderful message of the Bible is this, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, and this verse in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15 gives us the reason. Christ Jesus came into the world, why? To save sinners. He came to save you and I. This is the reason the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. It was to save sinners. God has provided a way for you and for me to have our sins forgiven. He sent his only son. Imagine that someone could love you so much and love me that he was prepared, God in heaven, the creator of this world, was prepared to send his only son into this world. And the Lord Jesus Christ was willing to come, knowing that there would be a day when he would be taken to a cross. And while upon that cross, they drove nails through his hands and through his feet, and they put a spear into his side, and a crown of thorns upon his head. And they ripped the beard from his face and spat in his face and whipped his back. And all these sufferings the Lord Jesus Christ went through willingly, not because he deserved it, not because he had done anything wrong. He was there because of his great love for you and for me. This is a tremendous thing. We might think we know about love, but there is no love like the love of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ was loving us so much that he was prepared to come and go to that cross and suffer and bleed and die for us upon that cross. And while upon that cross, he took the punishment for your sin and my sin. All the sin of the world and your sin and my sin was heaped upon the very man on that center cross that day. And he took the punishment for your sin and my sin, so that today in 2026, we have this wonderful opportunity of coming to him and accepting him as our Saviour, and knowing that our sins are forgiven, and knowing that we're on our way to heaven. But if we believe on him, put our faith and trust in him, there needs to be a time in our life when we repent of our sin and say to God that we turn from our sin and believe that he loved us and died for us upon a cross. But not that the Lord Jesus Christ died for us upon the cross and that was the end of him. He was taken from the cross and put into a tomb. And on the third day, he rose again, just as he said he would, and then ascended back to heaven where he is today. He's alive. We're preaching a living Saviour. How sad it would be if we preached to you about somebody that had died and was still hanging upon a cross, or was still lying in a tomb. No. The cross is empty. The tomb is empty. He's living. He's alive in heaven, and he has promised to return. That's why this message is so important. And this is why its message is so important, that we act upon it, we respond to it, that we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as our Saviour. Can I ask you, has there ever been a time in your life when you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? When you have asked him to forgive you from your sin, repenting of your sin, and believing that he died for you? You know, you might have people in your family that are Christians. Or you might know somebody that's a Christian, or the person that brought you might be a Christian. But this, what the Bible is teaching, is that it's an individual thing. It doesn't matter whether you're very young or whether you're older. It doesn't matter. It's for every single person. Whosoever believeth on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So it's only because of his death upon the cross that he took the punishment for our sin and gave his life. He laid down his life because of his great love for you and for me. And all we need to do, all the work has been done. The Lord Jesus Christ has done all the work for us. But what we need to do is trust him and believe on him and repent of our sin. You know, this verse, tremendous verse, we've mentioned it a number of times over the last few nights. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, to save you and I. But then Paul adds at the end of that verse, of whom I am chief. Paul is saying, listen, I was one of the worst sinners. And if God can save me by sending his son into this world, he can save anybody. No one's too bad. If he can save me, Paul says, he can save anyone. And that's how wonderful this message is, that whoever we are and whatever we have thought about God or the Bible in the past, how wonderful the Bible tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came to save you and he came to save me. And we have an opportunity tonight to, as we hear the message of the gospel, to respond to it. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back. Other people that you might know who are Christians all of a sudden, the Bible says, are going to be snatched away and taken to be with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. So there is an urgency about this message. We need to respond to it. We need to act upon it. We need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to do it now, because the Bible says now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So this is a tremendous message to preach. It's a tremendous message to hear. But it's so important that we respond to it. This is a faithful, dependable, reliable saying. It's worth receiving, it's worth accepting. And this is the wonderful message. It's a tremendous thing. That Christ Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, he came into the world. Why? For you and for me. He came to save sinners. Dear friend tonight, I commend this wonderful message to you. Dan's going to speak to us now and continue and tell you a little bit more about the message of the gospel, but how wonderful it is to be able to tell you of this wonderful message that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.